Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we go from one supermodel to the next because Joe Latrulio is on the hotline right now.
Always keep it climbing.
Always always up.
And that is Joe Trulio.
Born December 2nd in Ozone Park, Queens, New York. He attended NYU, where he would meet the friends with which he would help launch the MTV sketch comedy series, The State. You've seen him in such movies as I Love You Man, Superbad, Role Models, Pineapple Express, and more. And you can see him every week on the NBC series, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Please welcome, Joe Latrulio.
See this? I had a stroke saying your name, goddammit.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Hey, you.
I want one of those to have at my house. Just that would just kind of repeat my resume when I'm down in the dumps, and I could just have that thing kind of talking to me.
Yes. You just put it in your Alexa and go, Alexa, me sad, and then bam. Doorbell.
I just want to say that, like, we'll get to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm so happy to be on the radio in KC right now because I love coming down there for the Big Slick. I know you just had Rob Riggle on a while back, and the support that you guys give to that hospital is beautiful, and I'm really happy to be a part of it when I can be.
I'm hoping you'll find time to come back this year. If not, I know that you'll be here in the next couple of years.
Indeed.
It is fun. You know, they moved it to the Sprint Center now. So now it's not going to get too enormous, but it's going to really be fun because they use just a corner of the arena. So it's not going to be too big. It's not going to lose the intimacy, but I think it's going to allow them to really do even more visually exciting stuff and really put on a great show with everybody.
Well, I hope to be there. Yeah. I know you guys will fill it up for sure. So hopefully we'll see you there in June.
Well, you're working all the time, man. How many seasons now of Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Well, let's see. This is our sixth season. God. We'll be going into season 7 next year, and it's a thrill to be on that show, to work with those people and that crew. Everyone is just really, really good at what they do, and we don't take it for granted, especially after what happened with the cancellation. Now we're back, and everything's like gravy now. We're like, well, we shouldn't even be here, and we're here, so... it's kind of really juiced the show and given it a real kind of a swagger to it, I think.
Joe, listen to how excited you are about this. You know, Sandberg, Andy, and Terry Crews, and you. And you're directing the next episode, by the way. That's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Kansas City time on NBC, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But you are so, after 6 seasons, I can hear it in your voice. This is, like, you feel like, you know, this really is a gift, man.
It really is. You know, a lot of us had some success before Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And so we all know how rare this is and that there's no time for drama or divas or we're not going to mess it up. We just want to make sure that we can keep doing what we're doing. And so the cast is really, really careful to really enjoy the time and enjoy the work. And directing an episode is an absolute thrill, a privilege. I went in there with so much support. It's a great first-time directing job when you're on a show for that long and you have everyone rooting for you. You're really set up for success. And the episode's great. It revolves around Jake and Holt and their relationship. And we bring in the amazing Mark Evan Jackson, who plays Holt's husband, Kevin. He's terrific. Really fun episode tomorrow night.
Well, and you know, you're right. Everybody there has had a taste of what it's like. And you know how rare it is. You look at Terry Crews, who's one of my favorite people, because, you know, the guy, NFL is his whole life. Tough upbringing as a kid. Yeah. And then goes back to sweeping floors and still finds it to go second career, which is unheard of.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an inspiration. You know, but you meet Terry. When I met Terry, at first, immediately you love him, but I was like, well, he can't be like this all the time.
Right.
And he really is, man. He's a genuine, authentic guy of much talent, of much faith, and much love, and he's truly special to be around.
Well, see, but I think, Joe, I think you have that same vibe, though, man. Like, you always have that creative, manic kind of energy surrounding you. And I think that's one of the things that's made you so much fun to watch for everything from, you know, movies like Role Models or Superbad or, you know, we were talking about High Voice Lonnie and I Love You, Man. Like, just some genuinely funny stuff, man.
I appreciate you saying that. You know, I'm lucky. I knew what I wanted to do very early on. I was pretty good at it. And so I just was always... had that kind of attitude. I'm full of energy anyway. I'm Italian Irish, and we just never stop. So, that I had that going for me from the get go. But thank you, man. Yeah, I try to make it about the work and not to be a jerk, and it's helped me a lot from here. So.
Yeah, isn't it much more fun to be known as the nice creative guy than it is to be? You know, I find that people who are sour are people who are going through pretty insecure. Like, they feel in their heart that they're not as good, or maybe they don't deserve. And so they act out to seem more important. I don't know how best.
I don't know how it works either. I just always felt like, you know, it takes a lot more effort to actually be an a-hole. You know?
Yeah,
sure. It really does. If you work a lot longer and just life's a little bit easier. I think when I was younger, I didn't like being the nice guy that much because you just, you know, you kind of warped up in thinking that you have to be a little bit of an attitude
right.
or a jerk to really succeed. And the opposite is quite true. So, I just try to make sure I bring something to what I'm doing, you know, that's positive.
Look, there's a reason you and Riggle and Sudeikis and Rudd and Stone Street and Koechner and all those guys are friends because you're all cut from the same cloth, man.
Yeah, very similar. I think that we're all pretty real guys, and I think weren't born with a silver spoon. So, we kind of get what it's about, and I think we all were doing it at a pretty early age. So, I'm excited to see those guys again, too.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, NBC, Brooklyn 99, Joe Latrullio is there. And, man, thanks for stopping by. I know they got you running interview, but congratulations on your directing debut for the show. I can't wait to see it.
Always a pleasure to be here in KC. Oh. Hope to see you in June. Thanks so much.
The great Joe Latrullio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.